Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust. So you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's One Another.
Yes.
The date today is the 14th of October 2009 and the time is 1:30 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
Tony Gallagher, 34. I'm from Buckinghamshire originally.
And how are you today?
I'm nervous. But yes, I'm good.
What are you nervous about?
Because, I don't know, I've been, practising what I'm going to do in the back garden with no one watching. And now it's the idea of, just hopefully being able to switch off and carry on doing what it is in focus, probably. And it's my friends that are, friends and family that are there. If it was complete strangers, it'd probably be different. But, yeah, I think that's it.
And going back to the beginning, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
It was actually a bit of a joke with some friends at a gallery one night, and we said we'd all apply and see what happened. And we all did, and I think 10 of us applied, and I was the only one that got a spot. And then for the first day after I found out, it was like being a giggling teenager. I just couldn't quite believe it and couldn't quite believe I'd applied, and then suddenly started thinking, what am I going to do? So it was kind of on a whim as a bit of fun, and then you start to see, the seriousness of, not the seriousness, you can still enjoy it, but that there is potentially, something great to come out of it at the end, so taking it a little bit seriously.
And how did you decide how you wanted to spend your hour?
I lay in bed and I tried to think of doing something that other people can't do, or something that, what my skills were to start with and how they could be applied to the plinth, which is quite interesting because you do a little mini life review, and at the same time try and make it different. Potentially, I didn't want to tell anybody for weeks, just in case somebody else did it and took away my thunder. That was the first thing actually that popped into my head, was the ice, going back to something I used to do 10 years ago. And I thought, even though I won't be as good as I was 10 years ago, it's still worth a pop, because it would be quite random. And then the idea of the randomness of carving ice on the fourth plinth at 2 a.m. in the morning. I just loved it, and in the end, I love the randomness of it all.
And can I just explain in a little bit more detail what you're going to do today?
I am taping up, I think it's a half ton block of ice. It's just under a metre high, half metre wide, half metre thick. And I am going to create a representation of a figure that is effectively, hopefully, looking like it's climbing out of the plinth. So head and shoulders with a knee coming up, climbing out, being born from the plinth. That's the theory.
And this is made out of ice?
Yes, it's one big block of ice. It was made in South London.
Where did you get the ice from?
I got the ice from a company that I used to work for called The Ice Box in South London, and they've been really helpful supporting me through this project, and great, lovely.
And how did you decide on the figure and the action of the figure?
I don't know, really. I haven't contemplated then doing anything else. It just kind of, it's quite poignant right now in my life. I kind of felt it applied to in a couple of ways, in that this is somebody being reborn almost. It's emerging, and that's also why there's no definition. It's a representation. There's a space where the head would be, an arm, like you'll be able to tell from a distance. There's no definition, but it didn't need that because it's something being born that isn't finished. And that's kind of the stage where I'm at. I'm at a new stage in my life. And with the project, it all just seemed quite poignant and quite relevant. And so even though it was my first idea, I didn't try and overthink it. And actually, it's only in the last 24 hours that I've started wondering, should I be doing anything different? I think that's just nerves. but all the way along it just was the first thought that came into my mind.
And you're going to be carving?
Yes.
How will you be doing this?
I'm going to be using chisels. Normally I would have more equipment because you've got power, which I didn't want to get into taking power on there because it's just I'm taking enough on as it is. So just chisels. Normally we would, I've already got them to make a couple of cuts for me with a chainsaw, which will speed things up for me. And I do like finishing off with an electric sander, but I'm not taking one of those up either. So it's just the chisels. It's going to be a bit rough and ready, and a water spray to start the melting process, because he'll actually look, I call him a he, it will look, in my opinion, amazing in 4 hours or so when it's really started to melt and all the definition's gone and you've from the marks from the chisels and everything. So I think it'll look great. So that's why I'm taking the water to speed up the melting process. So hopefully, and it will shine like a beauty with all the light on him.
And is ice carving something you're trained in?
Yes, well, in that I worked there for a year. They trained me for a year, 10 years ago. But it's quite, I don't know, antisocial is not the word. You've got to have the right disposition to work in a freezer all day. And I enjoyed the design side of it. I enjoyed the sculpting. And then I just, you know, I was just out of college. I needed to explore other things. But I feel very glad to have had the experience. And it's quite interesting now that I'm being able to reuse the experience and possibly in the future. So everything's worth giving it your best and having a good crack at.
And what did you carve before with the icebox?
I was quite good at male torsos, but not very good at female torsos. They do lots of different pieces for parties and events, and I would get involved with whatever they had on. I used to enjoy, they do luges where you drill, you know, you pour vodka or some other alcohol through these things at parties. So we used to drill in from one end and then have to drill in from another end and make it meet in between. That was a nice challenge because you've got a drill bit that's like a meter long. But we make lots of things. It's so random and varied.
And this figure that you said is emerging is sort of a parallel stage to you in your life. Can you talk a bit more about that and what you mean there?
Yeah, just, I don't know if it's relevant, but just kind of, it's not divorced but separated, and there was a legal fight and it's all just happened, and now it's finding myself having come out of a bad relationship for 7 years. It's like starting again, and it's quite cool, quite exciting. Now that all the, you know, everything's done and dusted and laid to rest, it's now starting, it feels like starting again, with all the good bits I can take with me.
And how are you feeling about that?
About
your new kind of
situation? Really good, actually. I mean, you know, I was living in America for a year and came back here. Didn't really want to come back. Been back for a year now, and it's things like this that make you start to feel like you're living somewhere again, and rather than just waiting. And now, the ball. Mind you, the thing is, I hadn't gone to America. In America, I met an artist who put me in touch with my gallery owner friends here, and it was helping them out that inspired me to join up on the plinth, and now I'm here. And who knows what the next bit will be on, you know, I'll be inspired by doing this. But, I can't remember what the question was now. I've gone off on a tangent.
It was just about the figure and your sort of parallels in the circumstances.
I'm very optimistic because my life's back in my control. Not that I'm a control freak, but when you're in something that's quite damaging, it takes away your inspiration, it takes away your dream and your drive. And for very long time I was just existing. I wasn't living, and I didn't realize that until I was out of it, and now I'm living again, and that's it. It's this rebirth kind of thing. I'm not religious, but it does feel like some people say that you get that every 7 years, don't you? It's like a cyclic thing anyway, but so maybe it's part of that. But I've got new energy, new drive.
And today you're going to be on the plinth.
Yes.
What sort of, have you got any hopes or fears or expectations?
Lots of fears. His head's going to fall off. hopes. I hope I enjoy it and I'm not too tough on myself, which I'm starting to talk myself off. No, really. No, just to enjoy it. And that I've got a feeling it's going to go by so very quickly. And thankfully it's been filmed. That's the bit I'm not looking forward to, is watching. Because you know how you never look to yourself how you think you look when you... So it's watching it back that I'm apprehensive about. Plus also I think my bottom's going to be in there most of the time. That's probably the view the camera's going to get. But no, really. Just that I hope I enjoy it.
And who are you doing this for?
For everybody. I'm doing it for me, but everything I've done in the last year and a half, for my two daughters, really, in that I look forward to them seeing it in like 10 years' time and going, Mom, you're crazy. doing positive things. It's hopefully it's inspirational for them.
Can I ask you to speak a bit about yourself now? Maybe starting with where you're from.
I am from Buckinghamshire. I'm born in Maidenhead, and we moved lots and lots and lots and lots of times because my mum was an estate agent. I think I'd moved 18 times in 24 years. Not all because of her. As soon as I moved to London, I kind of moved every 6 months. And did a degree in graphic design and advertising. Came out and decided I wanted to be a prop maker. And that's how I ended up at the Icebox. And then worked there for just under a year. And then I fell into advertising again through friends who'd gone in, you know, followed that field. Ended up working in advertising for 10 years. And then moved to America. And then moved back. And yeah, that's really... I've made that quite a brief overview. Everyone tell me about yourself. But yeah, that's the overview of the last... Yeah, I've got two brothers. Both younger than me. I'm the bigger sister. My mum and dad live out in Oxfordshire. My dad's up tonight to support. I kind of lie, chuckle at that when I think of my dad watching me, tongue in cheek, thinking, God, I'm so proud. My daughter's on the plinth. It's kind of a tongue in cheek kind of thing when I say it like that. I don't know what else. My favourite car was... I've had two favourite cars in my life. Volkswagen Beetle was my first car. And a Triumph Spitfire. And... can't really think of anything else.
What's important to you at the moment?
With my life or with... It's to believe that we can make a difference. For a very long time, I had quite a jaded view of everything being fixed. But that's what I kind of thought about with my girls. It's like, oh, they can grow up believing they can make a difference to saving the environment, to helping people, or supporting themselves. You know, that strength of character, then that's important to me. I've got low level things. I mean, I am aware of climate change, and we'd walk as much as we can, and we still don't have the heating on in the house even though it's freezing. And you know, I try to do little bits, and so that's important to me. Family's important to me, being happy, enjoying life, my friends, my dog, my tortoise. Don't worry, that's the end of the pets. I'm not having any more pets. Yeah, being happy, I think, is the most, which can't be all the time, but yeah, it's the most important thing.
And what are your passions in life?
My art is definitely, you know, it's something you can't get away from. When you think about what, you know, potentially what you could do, but potentially I was in a position where I could do whatever I wanted. I could retrain, I could do anything, and it's definitely my art. I just enjoy going to galleries, and I enjoy talking and watching and experiencing everything, even the stuff I don't like. I feel very lucky that it made me feel, I'm looking at the time because I need to wee. I feel lucky, yeah, that it made me, I feel that, wow, something made me feel so passionately, even if I really dislike something, it's still a positive experience. Yeah, my kids and my art, I guess. Food, I'm getting quite passionate about food in my old age, lots of it.
Do you make art as well?
I take a lot of photographs, which I've always done, because my illustration style was photographic collage. So I still do. I've taken an awful lot of photographs, which I will always do. And I've been screen printing again. A year ago, I bumped into my old lecturer in a pub, and he was sat next to me, and I thought it was a sign. I hadn't seen him for 12 years, and he sat next to me in a pub. So I thought, this is a sign. Get busy again, and I was going to do screen printing, and he literally told me of a course to do with my old college, linked with my old college, so that was a sign. I got back into screen printing, so I've always done that, and I love to draw, so it was just a matter of time really, and I think this is probably now kind of kick-started me into applying myself with a project in mind that I can't run away from, and it's everything else, because everything else in life can kind of, when you've got kids certainly, take over, and the thing you want to do kind of comes last, but because of the, you know, project deadline and you're up there in front of everybody, I wasn't going to mess around.
And how did you know you wanted to do the degree that you did?
The degree? Process of elimination. I didn't really. It was just what you're good at the time. I kind of now, if I was going to go back and do it again, I'd probably do fine art. But I was quite good at graphic design. But I hated computers. So I ended up going more down an illustration route. But, you know, what's nice now is if you just have got confidence, you can mix it up. There's nothing to say just because I didn't do fine art that I can't be, you know, a sculptor or a painter or... That's, yeah.
And what do you do now?
What I do now, most of the time I look after my little girls, but now one of them at school, one's part-time at nursery. So as I say, it is that crossover period now. It's like, right, I have 2 days a week to myself. What are you going to do? I'm going to make more ice sculptures in the back garden, I think.
And what do you think about the One Another project?
I think it's really interesting. I think... what really brought it back for me was your statement online about who we are, the way we look, and what we do, and I just thought that's why I was going to do this in a ball gown. I was going to sculpt ice in a ball gown because, yeah, you know, lady sculpting ice, you know, I like the juxtaposition of and even the girl who's gone up now and she's, you know, standing there, it's mixing it up. You know, I'm going to do something a little more physical. The guy before was a bit more thoughtful, and so, you know, it's really interesting watching people and what they and asking people, and there's discussions that have come up because, you know, through the whole thing. We had dinner before, and I was like, if you got the place, what would you do? I mean, I came up with quite a few ideas in the end. but yeah, it's interesting. And that's why now I'm getting nervous. I've been excited, you know, I was excited. Then I just kind of let it rest. Now I'm getting nervous, but it's interesting pushing yourself into doing it even when you're nervous. To go through those emotions and experiences. It's good. Keeps you alive.
And have you told many friends and family that you're doing
everybody. Yes. everybody, even the guy on the rickshaw that took me for a little journey last week, the guy in my local wine shop, everybody, the dog walkers in the park. Yes.
And you didn't decide to wear a ball gown, I take it?
No, partly because of the cold, partly because of the it was going to slow me down. It would get wet. I mean, I could have worn thermals underneath, but it would physically slow me down and then potentially maybe be a bit dangerous. I mean, even if I fell, you know, get caught by the... But it also became... I was thinking, you know, I don't know. It would be interesting for another time if you had more space. But because of the limitations of the space, for the dress to look good, it was all going to be too clumsy. So... I just decided for comfort and warmth.
And is there any statement that you would like to make or any message you would like to convey?
No, not really. Just go for opportunities and take them and run with it. You know, you can always think about it. I'm glad that I didn't think too hard before I applied. And now I'm here. I need to go for a wee. Can I go? Sorry. It's like 10:50 and I'm a little worried.
That's fine.
Yeah, we can do more afterwards if you want, but
thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry to